Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever lost something that you want to look everywhere to try to find? And then what happens when you find it? You get excited, you get happy. Yeah. So now I want to know, how many people here like to fish? Yeah, we got lots of you who like to fish. Now, let's say you heard that there was some really big fish in this one pond. And you just think of that. Like a lot of fish. That could feed me really well. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking next week about how well a fish can feed you. Even a couple of them, maybe. But the pond is off limits to you. So you want really to be able to fish in that pond. You just heard the story that there's some great big fish in there. And so you go up and you talk to the owner of the place. And he says, well, I'll let you buy that pond as long as you buy the rest of this property where the pond is at. Even with all the ramshackle weeds and the rusted old cars and the broken down buildings and all this stuff, you have to buy all of that to be able to fish in that pond. Now, you've heard about the fish in this pond, so what do? You go and buy the pond and all that other junk that you might not want, hoping that when you fish, you're going to find that big fish, several of them. A friend of mine, he was always looking for a buried treasure. He had one of those, what do they call those, Geiger counters or something? Metal detectors. Yeah, he had one of those, and he was always be going all over the place, and he'd want me to go with him. And to be honest, it was very boring for me, because first off, I'd just be standing there watching him. Second, he never really found anything of value. He might have found some old tin cans or something, I don't know, but he never really found anything of value. But if he heard that there was a treasure buried there, he might have bought that land so he could look and try to find that treasure. Well, here today we hear about somebody who did buy the land because there was a buried treasure in it. And he could have done something. He could have done a couple of things. He could have just kept it quiet and sneaked over there at night and tried to get it and bury it. Or he could have gone what he did and buy everything, all the land that buried treasure was in, so he could get it. He spent everything he had to get that buried treasure. Now what did he have? Well, he had buried treasure, but we don't even know what he was in that treasure when he opened it up. But he also had all the other junk that was on that land, too. But he gave up everything. So now he had nothing. He gave everything that he owned. And then this other guy, his wife and him, they really liked margaritas. All right? So he could have just gone to Margaritaville at Lake Ozarks, or he could have gone somewhere else to look for a margarita. And then one day, he found a really great margarita. Why am I saying margarita? Because this is really funny. I love this. When I was taking Greek, the word, Greek word margarita means pearl. So this guy that was searching for a great pearl, he was looking for a great margarita. So when I got to translate this in my Greek class, I was like, the kingdom of heaven is like Jimmy Buffett looking for the perfect margarita. great pearl. But he found that pearl, and then he bought it. He spent everything he had to buy this pearl. So now what did he have? He had a fine pearl. Now, he didn't want to drink this margarita, because pearls probably wouldn't taste so good going down. Plus, he just wanted to be able to look at it. Now, what did he do with it? He didn't have anything else except this fine pearl. He was like his buddy who had now this buried treasure and all that other stuff together with it. So where am I getting at with this? How many of you seriously would spend everything you have to buy one single possession so you could look at it? Now what are you going to do? You're going to starve to death? I don't know. But, or you might have this junk that's in the yard with the buried treasure. Maybe you could sell the scrap parts or something. I don't know. But you gave everything you had for this. What's the purpose of this parable? It's kind of hard to understand. But there is somebody who looked at you, each and every one of you. And what did he see? Did he see the junkyard that you are because of your sin? Rusted old body parts? His infected finger causing pain? Is that what he saw when he looked at you? Or did he look at you and see you as the buried treasure? No matter what you had going on, or the great pearl, the perfect pearl, not the dirt surrounding the pearl. Maybe the pearl is what was in the buried treasure and got dirt and crud all around it, but that's what he should be seeing when he looks at you. But that's not what God sees when he looks at you. When he looks at you, because of Jesus Christ taking you and cleaning you up, when he gave everything, talking about giving everything, Jesus gave everything. God became man. God became a man. And lived a life where he faced temptations, he faced hatred, he faced beatings, he faced all this. Not that he had to for himself, but because he looks at you as his buried treasure, as that pearl. He gave everything. He gave up his body and his blood when he was crucified on the cross for you. And all that junk that goes with you. All the sins. All the hatred you might have for other people. All the evil thoughts that you might have. The words that you speak. And he did this. Gave up everything with his blood, washed you clean, removed all the dirt, removed all the grime, removed all the crud, removed all the sin, removed all those evil thoughts, forgave you for all of them through his death and his resurrection on the cross. Gave up everything. And how do we respond to him? One guy came up to Jesus, "Hey, I want to follow you. I want to be one of your people." And Jesus says, "Good. go sell everything you have, and then come back and follow me. And the guy was like, no, that's too much. He was wealthy. No, I can't do that. So we went away. Do we do that to Jesus? Are we tempted sometimes to do that to Jesus? Yeah, no, it's just going to be easy to go along with the rest of the people, what everyone says. Are we going to stand up for Jesus? Are we going to give a confession of our belief in front of others, not just our fellow Christians, but in front of others? He gave everything for you. And all he says to you is, follow me. And let the Holy Spirit guide you as you follow me. So we might not find the great treasure. And actually, that's not the only giraffe my wife gave me that day. She gave me another one also. He's a little plastic guy about this tall. Again, not the live one I was hoping for. And I would have brought it probably here with me today, except I can't find it. I know it's somewhere. One time my granddaughter hid it so good in my office that it wasn't until I started packing up my office to move this way that I found it. Well, now I can't find it again, but I know it's somewhere. And when we stray away, Jesus knows that we're somewhere. He doesn't only know that we're somewhere. He knows exactly where we are. And he'll search for us no matter where we are. We pray that God could use us as instruments to spread his word. And maybe that he could lead us to help search where people are, to bring them back to Jesus, not from our goodness, but God would be leading us, leading them to do so. Someday, I'm going to find that little giraffe. But I know that no matter where I'm at, God knows exactly where I am. He knows exactly where you are. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven, and we're looking for it because that messed up junk in that field, that's the world. That's the world that the buried treasure we are in. And when he returns on the last day, the new heavens and the earth, all that junk will be gone, and the earth will be beautiful, just like God designed it. The world, the universe, all of us who believe in him will be beautiful. The kingdom of heaven is beautiful. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.